Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Can't wait to get started talking to y'all or Kel Corner. It's your man DMV Kel and no other, something like a brother, but a sister, Mr. Lady C. How you be, baby?
I'm good, bro. I am excellent today.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Girl, this weekend. You know, I told my boss, I said, man, y'all going to have to change this schedule around. Seriously. He said, Matt, I thought you liked working, you know, Saturday and having Monday off. And I thought about it. I said, no, it's nothing like Friday evening and you're off. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's nothing like that ride on the train when you're on your way home Friday and you know that you don't have to go in or report or sign nobody's name down nowhere or list this or write that for two whole work-free, stress-free days. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he told me, he said, okay, Matt, I'm gonna see what I can do, and we're going to change it up for you. Then I got to myself, and I started thinking about it. It feels kind of good that my Monday is everybody else's Tuesday. You know what I'm saying?
That
kind of felt good. So I'm at what they call a quandary. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I want to keep it or leave it. But you know what? By the end of this show, I'm going to ask you, Lady T, and you, whatever you say, that's what I'm going to roll with. All right?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, on today's episode of Kel's Corner, y'all know we got to discuss John Gruden and his remarks that have now called him to step down from his 10-year contract as the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, with his comments towards NFLPA President Demore Smith. This topic is going to be a dinger. I see. It's going to be a dinger because, you know, we're going to say that. We're going to go into that. We're going to talk NFL Week 5, winners and losers. Who performed exactly how you thought they would? Who didn't live up to the hype or expectations? You know? I usually don't focus in on my team so hard, so bad. But if there ever was a day to focus in on my team, I had a person who is a diehard Washington football team fanatic call me today and tell me I'm no longer rooting for Washington. No more this
team. Whoa.
I'm done. And I was like, you know, normally I should say some encouraging words or change his heart by saying, you know, something to get him back on board, but I'm at a loss for words. I've used up every word I can to tell people to keep faith. At this point, I'm letting you all know DMZ Kale is going off instinct. I'm going off instinct. No expectations, no wants, no desires, strictly instinct. You know what I mean? And you know what? I advise you to as well. Question to ask. Is there trouble in La La Land with West Warren? Now, let me stop. Is there trouble in L.A. with Westbrook and the rest of his team after his 9 turnover performance in their last preseason game? I know you guys, it's preseason. And just like I said for football, I'm going to say it for basketball. You have to give these guys time to gel. I understand it's the same sport he's been playing all of his life. I understand that. But Westbrook is under a different, and we're going to get into that, and we're going to break down exactly what that is. But remember, keep in mind, the man is under a different type of pressure than he's been in previous seasons. I mean, playing alongside James Harden, playing alongside Kevin Durant, you know. He's under a different type of pressure right now. So we pretty much have to give him time, just like you would every NBA player. Give him time to adjust and acclimate himself to his surroundings. You feel me? See?
Absolutely. Yes. Got to give him more time in jail. Absolutely. I'm with that. 100%.
Okay, y'all. Those are the topics that we're going to discuss today at nauseam. And Lady C will be bringing her winner from last week, week 5, who did the best, who did good, who won, who lost, who did, who we did this stop. I'm telling you, y'all, your boy Kale, I feel like I need to just stop, man. For real. But hey, it's all in fun. I'm gonna keep the fun going. Why work every day if you can't waste at least $5 of it? You know what I'm saying? All right, there
right.
We go. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Pass that number along, tell them that Lady T and DMV Tail cutting up on that corner again. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the man in freedom, full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Dale?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you.
Email. No. It's emails are poison.
Oh, you
hear me? 10 years ago, emails are poison. Hey, listen.
Yes. And beware what you put on the. Look, beware what you put online.
You know what? Oh, man. You are silly. You messed me all up. You caught me off guard with that. Now, hear me out. Hear me out, please, y'all. My only problem with this is Robert Kraft was caught in a massage parlor where slaves, modern day slaves, were. It was swept under the rug. We didn't hear anything else about it. And I know one has nothing to do with the other. And Gruden, and I'm not defending Gruden, it was wrong what he said. It was wrong in his actions. Listen, I don't know, to comment on what you just said, Three, I don't know how many times I have typed stuff and then erased. Listen, I have written damn near a whole paragraph and sat there, and it took almost as long to erase it as it took to type it up.
Right.
Because I said to myself, no, I can't send this out. I can't say this. On the other program that I was a part of, my co-host and I used to argue all the time, over emails and Facebook posts and Twitter feeds and all of this nonsense. And I would always tell him, man, this is going to come back to bite you. This is going to hurt you. You wonder why certain influential people aren't dealing with us. Well, it's because they're saying, I'm going to keep my hands off of them. I'm going to stay away. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Gruden was wrong. There's no, like, there's no sugarcoating it. There's no a way to say this without just speaking it, the truth. John Gruden was wrong. Was wrong.
Right.
Now, my question is, what made these guys go back and search all of these emails, number one? And then my second question, if he would not have offended transgender, LGBT plus Q, element of P, or whatever, if he would not have offended them, would they have made him quit? Would they have made him walk away?
No.
So, you know, there's a lot of uproar going on right now over David Chappelle. So much to the point where it drew me to watch it, the whole session.
Mm-hmm.
And not only did David Chappelle try to break himself, his character down, and where he stood when it came to the community, he also told the story of someone that he met, and she became his friend. And she ended up taking her life. Not because of anything David Chappelle said, but the people in her own so-called community.
Right.
People that she has one of. She took her life, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
She ended her own life. And it just leaves me, it leaves me speechless. It really does. Because I know during the Kaepernick situation, I know that there were all types of slurs and inappropriate emails and text messages and communications and conversations behind closed doors that we don't know about.
Right.
Now, my question is, because Kaepernick was strictly a race thing, strictly a race thing and not a part of the LB community, is that why we're not hearing this? Because we should be hearing this, because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that some of these owners, coaches, and personnel within the NFL sent inappropriate emails and text messages when it came to the Kaepernick situation. Please come on before I get in trouble, man.
Nah, I'm with you. I mean, yeah. Because, I mean, like you said, when you send an email like that, I know you have to go back and read it. And if it don't make sense to you out loud when you read it, because you can write anything in your head. But once you say it out loud and you can hear yourself saying it and you know it's wrong and you still send it anyway, I don't know. And that says a lot about your character.
I'm telling you, because that proofread, see, Lady T, that proofread made me just say, oh, no, I can't send this.
Facts.
Nah, you know what?
Yeah.
The wrong message can be received from this. I'm not going to send this.
Right.
Nah, that ain't right. That is very offensive, what I'm saying. So let me regroup, erase this, and come back in a proper way, or just don't address it at all.
Don't address it at all.
You know?
But when you talk, like you said, Kel, he said a lot of different things in those emails, right? And it didn't bother nobody that he called the man the black. Look at the black man over there with the big lips looking like a monkey. It didn't matter that he said that, right? We didn't go
the
to
Michelin
bat
tire. Yes.
Michelin ties,
I'm
exactly.
Sorry.
Right.
I'm
that's,
sorry.
But
I had to get that thing out.
That's fact. You corrected me, that, and that was right. But when you start calling people the F word with F start with F and end with the T, right? And you started, they are going to get you together. Downplay.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
talk about them, it's on and popping.
Think the man should have lost his job.
He should have lost his job in 2011. He shouldn't have had another job since then. If you want, first of all, you shouldn't have no job with ESPN, Fox, CBS, none of them. If you want to go get your own podcast, I'm not against that. But us paying you, because that's what it is. Once we support these teams, we paying them. So we got these people in there representing us. So once you say that and you mean it, you don't deserve to be there.
Let's go.
He should have announced his job in 2011.
I agree with you. And Tarico Monday night coming to his defense and saying, Sunday night coming to his defense and saying that in all the years of working together and 3 days out the week they're traveling on the road, he never noticed anything racist or out of the way when it came to Gruden. Okay.
Mm.
All right. Well, now you look like a total fool, Tarico. You look like a total fool. Let's take some calls. Lou,
right.
What's happening, Lou?
You know, the thing is that this went on for 10 years. Why do you do something about it sooner? I mean, why do you drag this through the mud for so long? I mean, that's what always gets me. If you got a problem, why do you take care of it before it gets worse and gets out of hand and becomes like World War III? I mean, a break.
Didn't get out of hand. This was, you know, my mother used to always say,
yeah.
You can't go outside and play Saturday morning until your room is clean. Well,
right.
My brother and I, being smart, started sweeping stuff under the roof. And after a while, that damn pile built up. I mean, to the point where we was tripping over it, trying to walk in and out
right.
of our room. So my mother got wise to it and lifted it up. And finally, things that were swept under the rug were exposed. And
right.
I that is the same situation here to me. To me. They thought that this was swept under the rug and forgotten about, and the wrong person
mm-hmm.
stepped and tripped over. The wrong person
right.
stepped and tripped over and made it public news once again.
Yep, because that's what you got to right. figure out. You got to first, you got to figure out who reinvestigated these emails, because believe me, people have already seen these emails.
Mm-hmm.
They were offended when they read it. After somebody sent it to them, they were offended. Now they want to make a big deal out of it because, see, they called Roger Goodell the F word. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of things you gotta look into, because you call the wrong person a name, like Kel said. About that pile getting high, and he tripping over it. Mom looking under that rug. Yeah. Somebody looked under that rug, and they reopened that investigation. That's what happened.
Mm. 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 Come on, Tang.
Hey, Tang.
Kale's calling the family. How y'all doing today? Oh, man, y'all done took
all right.
I agree with all three of y'all done already said. Ain't no more for me to say. Y'all done hit everything on the nail. They didn't bring it out to what they said about Roger Goodell. They should have been said something a long time ago. He shouldn't have never had a job since 2011 or 2010, whatever Miss T said. I agree with all of y'all said. Ain't no reason for me to take up no time on that one. I agree with you.
Let's go to our Huckleberry. What's up, 57?
I'm your Huckleberry. What's up, sis? What's up, Kale?
What's up?
What's up, Kale Nation? Hey, look, you said those things back in 2011. So
right.
what about the other people that have been, you know, that you was corresponded to? And I'm not just throwing this out there because I'm not trying to mess with anybody. I'm just going by what ESPN said this morning.
Right,
Bruce Allen knows about it. Other people know
right.
about it. So other people
hey.
Out there, this is like the ball is rolling down the hill, but where are the other people at, you know?
Right.
Somewhere along the way, somebody got mad at John Gruden and decided now
mm-hmm.
is the time. Now's the time to bring it out, you know? I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't someone in his own organization. They said, okay, let's let this out.
And you know what? I'm glad you brought that point out with Bruce Allen, because there were things that transpired while Bruce Allen was here with Washington. There was always rumblings of players felt this way, or communication with Bruce Allen was this way or that way, but always inappropriate.
Right.
Always
exactly.
outlandish. And this story, it solidifies it to me. No wonder Jay Gruden and one of the players were beefing with each other over sleeping with some lady, some woman.
Mm.
We allowed this man total autonomy over the organization for years, and we wonder why Washington has turned into what it has. This is a part of it. Bruce Allen, one of the most inappropriate human beings on earth, running your organization, really? Right. It was a reason why Tampa Bay and numerous other organizations allowed him to leave without trying to coax him to stay or pay him to stay. You know, and last night, Treece, Dame Debo, and myself were in communication, in conversation, and we were laughing and joking along, and I got heated. I got heated as hell when they were talking about, when we were talking about my organization.
And right.
It was because, no, seriously, it was because for the first time, there was something terrible going on in the league that Washington had no part of. No part of. Only to find out this morning, first thing, Bruce Allen is dead smack in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you give credibility to Jeff Bezos, who has been trying to not just purchase, but take the Washington organization away from Dan Snyder. You give credibility to everyone that is saying, oh, it's wrong happening there. That ain't right. Hey, man, it's kind of shaky what's going on up there, for real. And they allowed this.
Kale, let me slow it down. Let me slow it down a little bit.
Go ahead.
Well, you know what, Kale? If you don't mind me saying, bruh, and I don't want to offend nobody on a podcast or anything, because I love you guys, man. But, you know, racism, I know it's 2021. It still shouldn't surprise us, man. It should not surprise us. Racism, homophobia, all of this stuff. It shouldn't surprise us. You know, Donald Trump, and it ain't all on him. He was just the voice of evil. That's all it was. The evil needed a voice, and Donald Trump stepped up. And it's not just in politics, but it's in our sports. It's in what we do, everyday life, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's just out here. It's just out here, you know. And smart people, got to realize that just because you had a black president, you're not free. Don't be sitting right here talking about the world and change. All you had was a black president for 8 years, and they wouldn't let him get anything done while he was up there. And look what happened right after he left. So all I'm trying to say, what's that word you use? Kale, woosah.
Yeah.
All I'm trying to say is don't be surprised when you see racism smack you in the face, because it hasn't gone anywhere.
And you know what? The funny thing about it, when Donald Trump first got elected into office, everyone, he is a necessary evil.
Yes.
And they were like, what do you mean by that, Kale? He is a necessary evil. There is no better way for America to see itself than to have a representative like Donald Trump. Someone who's white, who has had privilege all his life, come out of his mouth with some of the most outlandish comments that we've ever, grab him by the you-know-what. Really?
Yes.
Right.
And we're going to vote him in as president. If Obama had the tread on him that Trump had, he wouldn't even have been on a ballot. They wouldn't even have placed him on a ballot where we could vote for him. But
right.
That's neither here nor there, because there are some things, you know, Obama, especially upon leaving office, that he's done and been a part of that I just cannot agree with. And I don't agree with. And before Phil Corner finds itself in that Dave Chappelle category, huh? Before Phil Corn is in that David Chappelle category, I'm going to leave it alone, but I'm going to just say some things that have gone on. Not only the black president is the only, not the only thing about America. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the David Chappelle controversy is a little overblown. David Chappelle spoke the truth. He said how he felt, and he's a comedian. What do you expect?
Yeah.
You know?
It is really overblown.
Yeah, they're blowing out of proportion.
And some people are saying, well, the only reason he told the story about the girl being his friend is because he went so hard on the LG. Listen, we're in America, Jack. We're in America.
Yes.
When in the hell has anybody been off limits for ridicule and joke in America?
And for information's sake, the girl does exist. The girl that he talked about in the show, she does exist. She did kill herself right after the show. So he didn't tell a lie. He was telling the truth. They were friends.
Right.
So they can say what they want to.
They've been trying to make him look crazy for years.
For years, sis. For years. Him and Martin Lawrence, don't be messing with DC people, man. Leave us alone.
I know that. Get him, 57.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad this is recorded. 57 said, DC people, he done jumped on the board. That's what's up.
Hey, man.
There is a God somewhere.
I might not roll with the Redskins, Kale, but I'm DC down and through, baby. All the way, man.
Man, Barry,
all the way through, baby.
Now let's go back to my man Lou. Lou, we ain't forgot about you, man. I know you got some comments here.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it should have been taken care of a long time ago. You drag it to the mud, and all this comes out. And it's like, you really got to watch what you say nowadays, because if you don't, the next thing you know, there's going to be a lawsuit against you.
Yeah.
As I said before, it's like, you
gotta watch
but
what
I think at the same time.
You got to watch what you said 10 years ago. You got to watch what you
but,
said
yeah, but more so now, because
ago.
Now I think everybody's got even more sensitive than they were a decade ago. So it's only gotten worse.
Yeah. Yeah,
almost just me.
I definitely
agree with that.
I'm glad somebody does.
All these
groups and whatnot. Oh, he did this, he did that. I'm like, you get over it already. Come on.
Can I ask Lou a question?
What's his?
Hey Lou, don't you think that ESPN purposely waited to halftime to let the story go?
Well,
they had that story long
Smith
before
probably,
it ends.
Yes.
Okay.
They released it just as they planned during Monday night football when they know a lot of people will be watching. This is what's killing me. Good game was played last night.
Yeah,
great game.
And I've heard nothing about the game. I've heard nothing about Baltimore scoring 22 points in the fourth quarter. If I hadn't watched
Lamar Jackson,
I wouldn't even have known. I wouldn't even have known if I didn't watch it myself.
Right. Started with the Bears game. If y'all can, just think back to the Bears game.
Yeah, it sure did. It sure did.
Just think back to the Bears game. How many penalties, the refs just walked them down the field. They just walked them right on down the field every time. They just walked them right on down the field. If it looked like they was not going to score, throw a flag.
Right.
I couldn't say, what are they throwing these flags for? It was blowing my mind. Like, yeah, for real, it was blowing my mind. That's why I kept saying, how in the world did the Raiders lose to the Bears?
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, that's ridiculous.
Flag heavy refs.
When you,
Three.
Them LGBTQTRSTWYZ. Them people, when they mad, they gonna get
they
you together. Yeah, they gonna get you together real quick.
And that's a damn thing. That's a damn thing.
Yeah, and that's
you know what?
That's why I said about the refs, Kale. That's why I kept saying about the refs. They can be bought. You just gotta have.
I've always said that. You know, to be honest,
you gotta have
almost
strike.
Every cowboy after every cowboy game that has been played, I post the same picture. The picture of the referee with that Dallas Cowboys star on their shirt standing in a huddle and Jerry Jones standing over them figuring out change. I'm telling you. And that's just teasing the Cowboys. Y'all know I'm going to do that anyway.
It ain't just the Cowboys benefiting. A lot of people benefiting.
No, but you know what pisses me off worse? The fact that We have been black and mistreated for over 400 damn years. This LGBT community just came out. It just became okay to express yourself, say who you are, what you are. And they're getting all of these rights and things are moving at a triple speed for them. David Chappelle was dead on. David Chappelle said black men should have booty shorts and grease themselves to get the attention that they wanted.
Let me tell you why. Okay, so
yeah.
Black men can't stand up for their own because there's no real black men in high positions to get it started like that. All of the high positions are held by homosexual people. So they've already got their patient people. So they're at the top already, hiding in those closets. You understand what I'm saying? So they're already there.
Right.
Would you agree with me that some of those homosexuals are black? Would you agree with me on that?
But they for the gay first. They not for the black first. They for the gay first. See, they've been black their whole life and out in the open. You can out openly be black or white or green or whatever color you want to be out in the open, but you can't openly be gay in those high positions.
I beg to differ. That depends on what neighborhood you're in.
No, it ain't no neighborhood, Kale. I ain't talking about no neighborhood. I'm talking about high positions, like politicians. Like I'm talking about presidency, high up there. The legislation, all of those things, all them people are gay. All of those people are gay. That's who you need to make change. The people that are in the legislation department, all of those departments, them high class people, the Secretary of State, all of those people are gay, but they're in the closet. But soon some stuff come across their desk, they don't like it, they get the bat phone. You know what I'm saying? Because the other people that's in the closet with them, it's a whole big old closet now. It's a house of closets. So
that
they get on their phone, and then they get to calling other people that's in the closet, answering the phone. Hello, what happened? We got what? Okay, let's get him. You see what I'm saying? We don't have that. As a black people, we don't have that. We don't have no bad phone.
Yes. Mima said yes. He is right. It's a lot of them on Capitol Hill. So, hey, Meemaw Sandberg, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. And I've always known them to be there. That's nothing new to me. But it's just being raised black, you knew you were black before you knew you were homosexual. I mean,
right.
To me, it's like, it, to me,
do
it's just things back. Come on, 57.
do not underestimate the power and the money of the gay and lesbian community.
Yeah.
Don't underestimate. And I agree with Tracy.
Well,
to a certain degree, but they are slowly. I mean, I sit around all day watching the news. They are slowly coming out of the closet, even on Capitol Hill. They are slowly coming out because
they have taken prayer completely out of school, but they're teaching transgender and homosexuality and lesbianism to kids. To kids.
Oh yeah.
They're changing bathrooms to gender non-qualified because there are kids that don't know what they are. So they need their own bathroom. Really?
No, they need,
How about getting Johnny a damn book? How about putting some money into these teachers? Uh-huh. Hold on, please.
Okay.
How about putting some money into these teachers so more of them will become a part of the fraternity of people who are teaching these kids? Mm-hmm. You guys want to build non-gender restrooms. Go ahead, please.
How about taking your child in the bathroom and say, see, mommy don't have this. You have that. Or if both of y'all got the same thing, this is called a girl. It's simple. It's very, very simple to let kids know at an early age, if you keep telling them over and over and over again, that you are a girl and we're going to the girls section and we're going to get you some stuff. And then we're going to take your brother, meaning boy, to the boys section and get him some stuff. See, people don't talk to their kids like they're supposed to talk to their kids. Like kids don't stay in kids' places no more. Like when I was brought up, you couldn't be in the same room with the grown people. You know what I mean? Like we don't have Big Mama no more. Like Grandma is 32. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't no more Big Mama. So we all raising, the kids raising themselves.
I was on an electric job, and my client, a psychiatrist, educated woman, very educated, and relaxing to talk to, one of them type of people. And she was saying, her son, she had a son that's 12 years old and a son that's 8 years old. And she was having conversations with them, asking them, are you gay? And I told her, I said, you know what, I have a boy in my house, and there's no way in hell I'm going to ask him that. And she was like, trying to explain to me that it was inappropriate. My way and her way was the way that it's supposed to be carried out. And I asked her, by whom? The government? People who try to put me in jail for beating his ass and punishing him, but are ready to give him the electric chair when he goes out here and commits the wrong crime.
Facts.
So, I mean, I'm sorry, and I had to tell her, you know, I usually don't discuss my opinion with people because you don't find too many people where you can explain yourself and they accept it. You know, it's usually a little residue left with this conversation. And she was like, no, I understand. This is new territory for all of us. And I asked her, well, if this is new territory for all of us, how can you say my way is wrong? How can you say that?
Right. That's why.
I mean,
that's why.
It's just a simple. Go ahead.
I'm glad.
And
that's
we,
why,
you know what, y'all?
I'm sorry, Kev.
We have
but
stretches.
Kev, you know what?
But... Go ahead.
I knew we was gonna go this way because we're not dummies on this podcast. We're all intelligent people. And this right here,
right.
We were going to discuss this because this hit, I'm sure this hit everybody a certain way today. You know, it made everybody,
yeah.
Not just today, but last night when you first heard it, you know. So
yeah.
It was a, we
yeah.
had to discuss it. It had to get thrown out there, you know.
Well, the way Mike Tirico talking about it, he gave off that he ain't going to get fired. They shouldn't fire
him. Don't kill
him.
Kale, that you brought up Mike Tirico. You know what I call him? Freaky Tirico.
Freaky Reek.
Right. He was the one biting the, wasn't he the one biting the lady on the shoulder or something? He was biting
no,
on the
no,
shoulder.
No,
That was Marv Albert. Yeah.
Yeah, but Tirico did get caught up in the scandal with women. But
yeah,
it wasn't
why
no,
he's still
a,
working.
It wasn't,
yes.
Yeah.
Why he's still
I
working.
I agree. Let's bring the fool of all fools on Red T, because I know he's chomping at the
bit.
Oh,
hey,
no,
come on.
Oh no, here we go.
Hey Rev.
What's up, Rev?
Oh, I done heard you call Rev. Mike Tirico Black Dracula. But it was really White Dracula that was doing the Draculas of the Draculas. I done heard, oh, man, it's a whole lot going on. John and the Grudens, and the Grudens of named John, and then the Bruce of Allens and the Allens of the Bruces, and the Washington football team of the Redskins of the Washington football team. Did any of that, I just say, it make any sense?
Not one word.
not at all, because you know why? Don't none of that shadiggity bang that's going on up at Ashbury Park, don't none of that shadiggity bang that's going out there in with the Los Angeles, Las Vegas Raiders or whatever, it ain't got nothing to do with translating to the Washington football team and their their shortcomings of losing football games and why. Right?
My man.
Again, here this is DMV Kale and crew, another distraction instead of what should be the focus on. And if you be real careful, don't be surprised within the next week they start talking about the name. They kind of cover all of this over. You know what I'm saying? But they talk about a change of culture. But this the same Washington football team who made a fan ambassador, a fan ambassador who been sending nasty packages to my home, attacking my family. So you talk about the change of culture. Well, it's deeper than what's happening within the organization. It transcends down to the fans. And until they really nip it all in the bud, guess what? You're going to continue to hear things about sexual harassment. You're going to continue to hear things about racial slurs and profanity being used against African American and other ethnicities. You're going to continue to hear about this. You know why? Because
right now it sounds like you're making this a Washington football issue.
Right.
This is not a
It's not a Washington football team issue. But you can't have the NFL go off of one standard and then the Washington football team go off another. Because, again, all of these emails got leaked with John Gruden with something with Bruce Allen in it, just imagine what's in them emails with Bruce Allen pertaining to all this stuff with all this sexual harassment going on that's out there. That ain't been out there yet.
But they ain't came through yet, so we can't
assume that it's by next week, you'll be talking about it.
Yeah, but it hasn't, and I hope and pray that it won't, but we can't assume that.
It's going to affect the situation that's going on with the Washington football team.
No. Yeah, what I'm saying is I know it's not going to affect me.
It affects us all. It affects us all because it shows where we still are as a society. So it affects us all. It affects us all whether we want it to or not.
I understand where you're coming from with that. I could take some of that. I could take some of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, the point is this. But I don't want to go there on that topic, though. But I'm just saying, though. I mean, you know.
But you bring it up. Boy, Chuck, baby, don't
give
up.
No, I'm not going to go there. I don't want to cause no drama today. But what I did come to talk about, other than that, what did I want? Oh yeah, this football team, man. Let me tell you something. I sat right there on that second row, y'all, DMV Kale and company. Listen here, man. Heineke. I don't give a damn what they say about Heineke. Man, he missing people, man. Humphreys was wide open in that end zone. Klein was wide open in that end zone.
Yeah.
He's releasing when they have him in the shotgun formation. He's releasing the ball a little bit too late on some of them throws. Now, when he's a running, as I so like to say, sometimes he make plays, but then you see the other times what I was talking about, it's a 50-50 thing with Heineke when he's a running. He makes mistakes. And he made two crucial mistakes.
That's league wide. I've seen Brady not be accurate while being mobile. I've seen Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson. I've seen plenty of quarterbacks. Listen,
yeah.
We can say what we want about this Washington football team offense, right? The problem here is the defense. The problem here is Landon Collins, $34 million ass, couldn't check a closed envelope. Okay? The problem here on that front D-line, you have all first-round draft picks who cannot provide pressure to wet toilet tissue. That is the problem. Maybe if Heineke is given a shorter field from time to time to work with, then he'll give us what we need. We'll see what we want to see. You thought about that? Have you thought about that?
No, you wouldn't let me finish.
Go ahead.
I was going to tell you the flip side of that, the good side about this, that people are overlooking, and you kind of hit on some of it. What the problem is, the defense, because a couple of years ago, even into last season, the Washington football team was averaging, what, about 20 points a game, right? If that, right? Even in the losses this year, you can say we all can agree on that they at least averaging 25 points a game. And they doing this with not so much a journeyman quarterback, but an unproven quarterback in NFL, right? Under this Scott Turner offense, my gripe is he don't have no fullback. So being that said, the offense can put points on the board. Even with Sugarfoot Hawkins as the kicker, they can put points on the board. But defense put them in a situation where they got to come from 10 and 14 points behind, then guess what? It becomes the option of running a complete game goes out the window, and guess what? You got to do a whole bunch of passing, right?
Yeah, I disagree with you, man. I disagree with you. But we're going to have to pick this back up. We need to take a commercial right now. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back, Lady C, I need you to tell me who won this weekend. All right.
Absolutely.
Rock the bell.
My pleasure.
Rock the bell.
DJ Dynamite.
My name, calling all night. I can pull the wool while I'm being polite. Like, darling.
man. Yeah, baby, I'm a classic man. Damn. I couldn't have planned it no better than that. I couldn't have planned it no classic man. Come on, Lady C. Come on, Lady C. I'm sorry. Oh, you know what? Real quick, because I'd be wrong if I didn't. Marcus, what's up, baby? Welcome to the corner.
What's up, Marcus?
Family?
What's
hey,
going
Marcus.
On?
See, I told you always play that. You always play that music with the joke in the window, Always. You always. You got to mean it for all
I'm
you.
I'm a classic man, dog. You know, I hope here on Carol's Corner, we all classic men and ladies. You know what I mean? But, hey.
That was a superhero.
Standing up doing classic things. Don't even get me started on the super boy. Come on. What's up, Marcus? What's happening, brother?
Not much, man. What's up with y'all, man? How y'all doing?
Hey, Marcus.
How you
doing, man?
Hanging in here on the corner.
Welcome to the show. Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Mark.
57, man.
How you doing, brother?
Can we get along today, man? Hey, oh, you feeling real good, man. Y'all got that W this week.
See, I'm gonna say that about you.
He can't say nothing about that. He picked against that.
No, he did.
He picked the center.
I'm a
classic man.
Hey, look, I'm like Trump. He stole that one.
I just got
to
go.
All right,
that'll be cut to the chase. All right, let's get in. Okay. Woo! Tell you one of these results so bad, let's give them to you. Coming in at number 7 picks out of 16, Kale.
Thanks.
Coming in.
Kale. You just turned that knife. She stuck it in first, then turned it. Damn.
Way in.
Coming
in
with 8 picks. We got 8 picks, you guys. Reese and 57. Coming in with 9 picks, Debo and Tang.
All right.
Oh, no, you didn't. No,
getting
he didn't.
Getting a little juicy. Coming in with 50.
You're a Bama.
Coming in with 10 picks out of 16, I might add, is Mima and Marcus. So that only leaves 2 people left, and that would be myself and Lou with 12 picks. But Lou isn't playing because I didn't get his $5, so Lou's not paying, so that automatically makes me the winner.
Right.
Oh, look at that. Congratulations. Hey, you know what? I actually thought Lou won because I was listening to his picks.
He did.
That's what I'm saying.
Thanks.
He did.
Gotta pay to play.
You gotta pay to play.
Yeah, well, you controlled the app. That's another thing.
See, I picked the Rams. I picked the Rams, and I picked the Eagles. That's what helped me out. I picked the Rams. I picked the Falcons, the Patriots, the Eagles, Titans, Saints, Bucks, Packers, Chargers, Cowboys, Bills, and Raiders.
Oh, yeah. We don't need you to run down the whole damn list.
I mean, this is what makes me right. Because this is my second time winning.
Take your little 12 wins, you know what I'm saying, and you know what
Thank
to do.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Hey, Kale.
Hey,
you don't get better control of this football pool. You don't get better control of this football pool. I'm getting out.
Y'all can write down both stuff down, too, and keep track so y'all can know that I'm not lying. So.
Oh, yeah. I keep track. I already knew I had
all
sense.
Everybody should.
I know that's right.
Yeah. Oh, I keep track.
I know you keep a track, Marcus.
She didn't know either.
Has she been unbearable, Tank? Has she been too much to deal with?
Man, I be trying to get all type of stuff out of her, man. She don't say nothing, man. You can tell when she up there because the grin don't come off her face. She be psyched. She be too psyched.
Hey, you know what? I should have known something today, Tang, because she talked with me for 15 minutes. I should have known something.
Oh, man. Here you are just thinking it's a good day.
Okay. It is a good day. It's a classic day.
Hey, that Baltimore game put her over the hump, though. That don't put her over the hump.
Yes,
she was real. Hey, I know you was nervous. You was shaking in your boots until the end of that game.
Me, you and Marcus and me, they was like right there. They was on me. I was nervous. For real. Like, for real nervous. I had little sweat beads coming down and everything.
Hey, girl.
My team let me down, though.
I'm going to tell you.
D49 let me down.
It's one thing to lose, but to come in last place, I'm despicable. I'm disgusted with myself for coming in damn last place.
Yeah, Reese even had 8.
Yeah,
Reese had 40.
Yeah.
Just beat you every week, bro.
Huh?
She beat you every week.
I hear her out there laughing.
Every week.
He said I hear her out there laughing.
Hey,
I tell you what.
All I got.
You
who is that?
That
who is
difference.
That background? Who is that background? I hear wind. Somebody in the car. Mute. Even mute. Okay. Here we go. Somebody
thank
in
you.
The car. I, that's all I heard. What was you saying, Tang?
That
the
part
same
was
the
him.
One in the car.
That's the background noise. Yeah, that was the background.
That wasn't me.
No, that's me.
That was Marcus.
Okay.
Okay.
Tell you something, man. Hey, Kale.
What you saying, Tang?
That was me.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I like Gibson, man. I like Gibson. I told Tang yesterday. I said, man, I like Gibson.
I would.
You know,
I
would not.
I wish my coaches like them. They
don't know why y'all got so much.
McKissick. And even Marcus is in my, I'm telling you, kid, don't sleep on McKissick. He's a good dude. He didn't see that. And listen, I saw the touchdown that he dove in and all of that. I'm just saying, if I got to go with McKissick or Patterson, I'm going with Patterson because, believe it or not, I feel as though I've seen more toughness from Patterson than McKissick had displayed. Now, that's just me. That's just me. And I'll even step out there and say it may be a hometown bias as well because he is a hometown boy. But I would like to see him get some of the chances that they're constantly trying to force feed to McKissick. Gibson runs 10 yards. Gibson runs 10 yards. And, okay, switch it up. Get the ball to your playmaker, McLaurin. I understand Thomas is not there anymore. But you're telling me you only have 2 guys on offense that can catch the ball? What the hell are the other receivers there for?
Right.
Who are they? What are they there for? And, you know, if you guys remember back in training camp when Jimmy Moreland was cut, you all remember me saying that is going to hurt us. He was the modern-day Gerald Green. I tell you what, we was on that play, that bomb play, Where Landon Collins just gave up and stopped running with the man still having 10 yards left to go to the end zone, Jimmy Moreland would have ran that crap all the way out. He would have ran that all the way out. And I understand, Sy, you can't keep Sy. Understand that. But your guy that's getting paid $84 million just gave up on the play. Just completely gave up. And I'm sitting here like, what is this? What, dude, you work one day out the week, Sunday, and you're paid an enormous amount of money for your job. And this is what you give us?
Right.
This is what you put on tape? You quitting? Because I don't know any other Washington fan. I don't know about any other football fan, period. But I do not think, in my heart of hearts, that Jimmy Moreland would have allowed that to go on. I don't think Jimmy Moreland, if he had to strip that damn receiver and got the pass interference call, he wouldn't have let that dude just run past him for a touchdown like that. And it is so humiliating for a guy to run clean through your defense. Nobody touches him. No one.
Right.
Not a bump within the first 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. No one touches him. And he runs straight down to the daggone end zone and catches a touchdown. And your last line of defense, who has not been in place at all this season. Landon Collins has missed more plays than me sitting on my damn couch. But we're paying him like this. You could have cut Landon Collins, and you all of a sudden had $84 million on your cap to go and get somebody who wants to play the position. Landon Collins has not looked like he's even into football this season thus far. Talking good or bad play.
I've noticed that.
I'm talking good or bad play. You know, and to me, it's just like, it's like, come on, dude. For real, man. You know, I can understand the law because any given Sunday, any team can win. But what I can't understand, what I can't stomach, what I can't just get with is your ass out there quitting because the team that you freaking represent, it ain't made of quitters, man. We're not quitters here until the end, no matter what it is.
Right.
I done seen Bama's on the corner. I done seen Bama's on the real corner fight over the last damn chicken wing with Mumbo. You let that man run 15 yards scot-free, and you stop running. You stop running around the 30-yard line. I could not believe it. I rewound that play. I rewinded it because I had to see everything in this quick that he displayed. I wanted to see facial expression. I wanted to see body language. I wanted to see everything. And immediately, before the dude even breaks the end zone, he turned around looking at the rest of his team with his arms out, shrugging his shoulders. What happened? What happened? What happened is your punk ass ain't played the damn play like you should have. Your punk ass quit. That's what happened. You making too much damn money. That is what happened. You really want me to break it down?
Just tell us how you feel. Just tell us how you feel.
Yeah.
I'm always going to do that. You know that. I'm always going to do that.
And you should.
Maybe we should start having Kale's Corner on Wednesday. Maybe it'll be to calm down by then.
Yeah, he's getting a kick out of this, man.
Hey, Mark,
yeah,
you know I am.
Listen, Mark, it's their turn to laugh. When our team look as pitiful and pitiful as they did this Sunday, they have every right to laugh and ridicule. But the only thing I say, to everyone, there's a reason that this earth is a circle. And what the hell you put out comes back. Take it like a man.
Well, right now, we're at the beginning of that circle.
No,
but
Mark,
you know what,
no,
though? All jokes aside, man, like, really. Like, and you know me, I talk truth. I like truth. And I can't go too hard on my team. I can talk to you about it, but I ain't going to do it on the call. Not too much.
Oh, come on. Come
on. Hold on. But 57, but I am going to keep it a stat. Like I said before when I was mentioning coaching, and I got to go all the way back to when I said that grown-ups was in the room. Remember I said the grown-up is home? Daddy's home?
Yeah.
It don't look like that right now. And this is what I'm saying. The reason why he felt like he could do that, because he didn't feel like it was going to be any penalization for that. He didn't feel like nobody was going to get in his face for letting that thing run 15 yards.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And then when you start thinking, man, I'm telling you, Scott Turner is horrible. He's horrible.
Yeah.
This guy's horrible.
Yeah.
Like,
they
need to pull that playbook from him. And and another thing they need to do is allow Heineke. If you're gonna let the boy play, let him play. Let him run that offense. Don't spoon feed him. You know what I'm saying? Let the boy run the offense. You're scared to let him run the offense. You see what I'm saying? I see what they're doing. I see what Scott Turner's doing, and they need to let that dude go and let him do what he need to do. They're doing the same thing on the defense. And you see it coming together a little bit, that line coming together. But it's what you're saying. What I was just saying about the coaching, man. These coaches really are not, they not putting the press on these jokes. They letting the players do all the yelling and screaming on the sideline.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
I saw that. I saw that myself.
Yeah.
When Collins came to the sideline, it was Payne. It was Payne who got up in his face and was like, what the hell was that? And Collins was like, man, please, I'm $84 million, man. You know what I mean? That was his attitude.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. They don't feel like it's going to be no consequences. And I got to take that back because it seemed like, now, I ain't trying to play on the man's sickness or nothing like that. But bruh, you can't be soft, bruh. You need to openly say what you need to say in front of them people so we know what you're doing. You can't just keep that joint in the house all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All the good coaches, man, they scold them players right there in front for the world to see. You know what I'm saying?
Right there,
they dig right in. They grab that face mask and put their face up in the face mask.
Yeah, they do.
Like, so I mean, there's a lot of things that's wrong, but it go deeper than that, and that's what I was calling you about earlier, Kale. That thing, this our organization, man, they really, really starting to disappoint me. I ain't even talking about the team. I'm just talking about the organization, man. And we still talking about Bruce Allen stuff, you know what I'm saying? And he ain't with us no more, you know?
But, I mean, because he was with us when this topic was an issue when it first happened. He was with the organization then. And you know, I used to always ask the question, how the hell did Jay Gruden get a job here, man? I mean, I used to look at him on the sidelines, man. He used to have the most dumbfounded ass back look on his face. And I used to be like, you know, I'm bringing home the bacon, lop, lop, beef, really?
Bro.
That's how you want to look, you know. And it was funny because I thought after Jim joined, we could get no worse. We could get no worse. I remember it like it was yesterday. Jim joined, driving out of Ashburn in that yellow Volkswagen Beetle. You know what type of man drives a Volkswagen Beetle? Anyway, I digress. I'm not going to go there, but it just showed me, you know, I'm like, how in the hell did Gruden get a job, man? Was he the only qualified candidate, really? I don't know. 563-999-3782. We're going to take a quick break from football. We're going to get back to it. But we got to talk about Westbrook and these turnovers in this preseason game and what exactly is being said about Westbrook and his lack of up to LeBron standard performance. We'll be right back, y'all.
Yo, get it twisted. This rap is mine, motherfucker. Yeah, what you heard? It's what you hearing. What you hearing? What you hearing? Listen. It's what you hearing. Listen. It's what you hearing. Listen.
Hearing.
X gon' give it to ya. What? Wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to ya. Knock, knock. Open up the door. It's real. With the nonstop, pop out the stainless steel. Go hard, getting busy with it. But I got such a good heart that I make the motherfucker wonder if you get it. Damn right, can I do it again? Cause I am life, so I got to win. Break bread with the enemy. No matter how many cats I break bread with, I break these enemies. You motherfucker never wanted nothing but your life saved. On a life day, I'm getting down, down. Like it's set free. So won't be the one ending up on his knees. Please, if the only thing you can't deal with came out the place, stay out my way. Mother, first we gonna rock, then we gonna fall.
You say it.
Yeah.
The only thing you fama did was come out to play, stay the out my way. What?
Right.
You know, this made me wonder, for real. I remember when I played basketball and football, I had music that I would put in my headphones to hype me up, to get me ready, to go and face my competitor, right?
Mm-hmm.
This team playing ball, like all of them listening to Baby Shark or some old Miley Cyrus or something. You know what I mean? It just don't sound. They don't play like they listening to motivational music. You know what I mean?
Right.
Some Eminem. You know, his palms are sweaty, sweatshirt full of spaghetti. You know what I'm saying? What is going? Anyway, Westbrook.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about. That's what he's talking about. Westbrook and the other night in LA's preseason game, Westbrook did, I saw parts of the game. I didn't watch the full game, but I hope he's just ironing out the kinks. That's what I'm going to leave. I'm going to say that. I hope he's just ironing out the kinks and preparing himself mentally to show better than what he did the other night. And 9 turnovers is a lot. But more than often, it's how you're turning the ball over that is more discouraging than the actual turnovers, if you understand what I'm saying. Westbrook was throwing that ball over people's heads. He was throwing the ball directly to the other team. His teammate going left. Westbrook would throw the ball to the right. He just looked as if he didn't know exactly what was going on out there. And there was a point and time where, you know, LeBron looked at him like, you know, what the hell is going on with you, man?
Right.
You know, that's not how we practice. You know what I'm saying? What are you doing? What are you doing? So, I mean, and yes, again, and you know, you guys know me, I'll be the first one to say it's early. The first one. It's early.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, that's all the excuse you get, because you've been playing basketball your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You have made over $1 playing basketball. You have made basketball your career. So, and you've had enough practices right now during this season that you should have some type of chemistry or you should be acclimated to some of your teammates, if not all or more.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Then you're shown. I don't know. We all know how it goes. The speculation of wasted talent and why did they do that? And oh my goodness, this looks like it's going to be some mess. And all of that is already starting to come out. I'm not going to jump on with that. I'm not going to say that right now because it's too early. It's way too
mm-hmm.
early. But I got a ball word. I got a ball word for my man Debo. I hope like hell when they come to play the Wizards that he has the same that he has right now. I hope like hell the Westbrook that we're seeing is the Westbrook that he's going to be. Come on, Trey.
You said it. It's early. It's still preseason. I hope, you know.
Right.
It's a lot going on with the team. They got a lot of new players. They got it's just all new. Everything is just new. I don't even think any of these players ever played together. I'm talking about the people that they got in to come in, besides Rondo.
Yep.
Everybody else is suspect. Because even when Dwight was there the first time, he played, but I don't think he really gave it his A game. Like, he didn't bring his A game.
Right.
It was at home somewhere.
Yeah,
I don't
gotta
know.
Bring your A game.
Yeah, he didn't bring his A game. So I think they're doing a lot of figuring out and where people need to be and as opposed to where they are. So it's still early. So I'm just gonna chalk it all up to it's early. And that is a bunch of mess over there right now. Because that's what it is. It's a bunch of mess over there right now. It just looks like a bunch of mess over there.
57, I know you got something to say on this.
Well, I really don't pay any attention to preseason, especially when it comes to the veterans who've been in the league for a long time and know how to play the game. I mean, if you pay attention to what the preseason says, Tampa Bay Rays should be on their way to the World Series, and they're not. Dak Prescott should still be sitting on the sideline nursing a sore shoulder, and he's damn near leading the league. So, you know, preseason, I don't pay no attention.
Yeah, that's a good one.
too many people judge the regular season by what they do in the preseason. You know, you shouldn't do that because preseason has no bearing on it.
Only thing preseason could do for you is let you know who on your team didn't get hurt, who made it through, who you kept to keep track of, but how they going to play and what we going to have at the, as the year goes on. I mean, I told you by game four or five, teams would start separating and we would start seeing teams falling off. The Rams falling off.
I want to see as soon as that.
Oh, you said sooner than that, Lou?
Well, you were talking NBA. I mean, football, yeah, now you're in the sixth week of the season. The pack does start to separate right about
yes.
now.
Okay.
Come on, Tank.
Unless you're in a highly contested division.
Say what, Lou?
Unless you're in a really close division, you know, like in the West. If you're it's 5-1, you know, it was like 4-2, and whatnot, you know, that's still a possibility. But if you're leading way out in front, I mean, you've got this all wrapped up. You know, this is where the men get separated from the boys right about now.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, come on, Tank. Where you stand with this?
Unmute your phone, Tank. He probably got his phone on mute.
Okay. That's true. We'll take a quick one. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. I'm gonna say this. We know 9 turnovers is not the norm with Westbrook, and you know he'll get better. But again, I hope it's not once they're playing the Wizards. You know what I mean? We'll be right back, y'all.
Give me a hoe if you got your funky bumps there. Double dust bump coming down the street. Moving pretty fast on the shuffle low beach. Get on the bus.
See
your fam and tell a driver that your dog went to a double dutch affair.
Double dutch affair.
Everybody thought they could rap with that bad boy.
I don't think so.
Come on, Tree. Tell us about them 49ers, man.
Look, I'm not telling you nothing because they is
No.
They
after
are making
all we heard about watching.
No, I'm talking. I was about to. They are teeing me off. Like I almost had. They about to put me in the hospital. I can't watch them right now. They making me mad.
making
me mad.
Yeah.
I'm big man.
You know, like I say, this is the first week. Maybe because I was watching the players as hard as I was, but I really can't put my finger on a certain play or specific action that the referee did or didn't call last week. It seemed like they were pretty sufficient in their calls. It seems like we were asleep. We were the ones that were, asleep at the wheel. But the referees, for the most part, and maybe it was because Washington didn't give them a reason to make any calls. Now, and yeah. I don't want to, I don't want to talk about the team as if it was all bad, because there were times where they made plays. Holcomb with the interception on James Winston, the fumble recovery, but you know, we expect to see more. We need to see more. But that's why.
Hey, Kale, we got to be honest about that interception, man. That wasn't a real interception. He threw that ball to him, bro. It went straight to him.
Not a real interception. How do you could tell real from a fake one?
Yeah, yeah. That, tell me, Marcus.
I could have.
He said,
listen to what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you could tell that he just threw that ball wrong, as opposed to him tracking the ball and intercepting the ball. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, I got it.
That was more of him lapsing in the throw than Holcomb actually tracking the ball and intercepting the ball. He was in the right place at the right time.
Hold on. Even though James Winston didn't, you know, put his all into it and actually throw the ball to his receiver. How many times have we seen balls hit the player, a Washington player, in the hands and they drop the interception?
That's true.
I give him credit for holding on to the ball. To me, that was a legitimate play.
But that's what I'm saying. At this point, I can't be soft on my team no more. I got to keep it a stat because they got zeros behind their names, a lot more zeros than I got, right, to catch a ball. You see what I'm saying? That's his position. And the problem with our team, bro, is these jokers, like you mentioned, are not playing their position. Not none of them, including the coaches. You know? Mm-hmm. And we talked about somebody getting fired a couple weeks ago, and it hasn't happened. See, if somebody feel like their job is on the line, or their money on the line, people act like they got some sense. You see what I'm saying? And it goes back to that. It does go back to that. I can't. It's like the moral victory conversation that we talk about. Ain't no moral victories. You know what I'm saying? We did good on this part. Yeah, we did this, we did that. But at the end of the day, we play like some trash, man. We play like some trash. Yeah, we put up points, but then we turn around and give up points.
Yeah,
you can't do both. You gotta be able to stop them.
Not the last time I checked.
Yeah.
I understand everything you're saying, Marcus, and I actually agree with what you're saying, but the only point that I'm trying to make is it wasn't all as bad as we're making it out to be. It wasn't good. It wasn't good as we wanted it to be, but it wasn't all as bad as we're making it out to be. You know what I mean?
The problem is, when y'all beat us last year, you thought you had reached the mountaintop. You had never beat a team that great before. So you thought you was better than you were. Yeah, that's right. You thought you was better than you are.
That's funny. We lose, you win, and now you're the one talking about when we beat that.
Hey, Kale, someday you eat the bear, and someday the bear eats you.
But just last week, you were the one saying, when are we going to let that go? You were the one that was saying, no more talk about that. That was you.
I keep telling you to get out of the past. I keep telling you.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh. Ain't it funny what 7 days will do? Seven days can cure a whole lot of ills, bro.
What ain't funny is when the squirrel got the gun. Then it ain't funny. You know what I mean?
Bang, bang, baby. I mean, bang, bang.
I hear you.
Yeah, crazy.
I hear you. Ben still look like the Tin Man out there screaming, fly some oil to me. So don't get too happy with what you saw, because
I'm just glad for
that. You have to, my friend. You trust me.
Can I say one thing, Kale?
Go ahead.
On a personal note.
Are we getting off the subject?
I'm just amazed that I'm the only person on here that don't like baseball. All these games on, we don't even talk baseball.
Yes, we do.
Much.
Who with who?
We don't talk it much, but we do talk it. We do talk it, and if C-57, I bet you your teacher used to smack your hand with the rulers all the time because if you were around, what did DMV KO say? Once they start the World Series, we'll talk baseball. Right now, it's still too many teams vying for a spot. Now, I realize that the Rays are out of it and a couple other teams are out of it, but when it gets down to two teams, that's when it'll be interesting. Right now, it's just, you know, they...
But not only that, y'all play a million games. Baseball is a million games.
182
yeah.
games.
182
if you go to playoffs.
Yeah, football season is...
You ain't count preseason, 192.
Hey, Marcus, you like basketball. Marcus, you like basketball. That's 82 games, and you keep up
with
that.
Yeah, I know. No, I mean, not really. I mean, honestly, like, I keep it a stack. Like, I speak on certain topics where I can speak. But
I got you.
But if I don't... You know what I'm saying? Like, man,
right.
I follow my team when I need to, but other than that, I'm not even gonna lie. I'm not gonna tell you I follow your team.
that's not. You say you speak on topics you know. That's not really true because you speak on the Redskins. You really don't know nothing about.
Hey, look, I was really gonna give you a props, 50 Tim. I was gonna give you a props though because. I was going to agree with you with what you said. You was being funny, but there's a lot of truth to what you said about this. And don't let this go to your head, brother. Don't let this go to your head.
It's too late, Marcus.
But listen. In a way, what he's saying about the Skins or, you know, Washington, still thinking that they on a plateau where they not. We was in a piss poor division last year, you know, and it's stemming off, and it's basically pulling the skirt down. You see, we ain't got no panties on. You see what I'm saying? You can see. You see, and it's like, you see what I'm saying? You ain't fully dressed after all, you know. And the truth of the matter, it's gone. I'm telling you, I keep saying it, bro. What's today? Today's Tuesday. Okay, yesterday was a holiday. They ain't make no moves, bro. None. And we can replay the Chiefs.
Marcus, it's not the players. It's not the players.
It's not.
Now, they did make a mistake because they're not playing to save their effort as much as they should, and they let Jimmy Moreland go. And now he's down with the Texans. It's the coaches, bro. It's the coaches.
I agree.
It seems like everything Del Rio is calling is the wrong play to call at that time. Every play, the offensive coordinator, I forgot his name, every play he's calling seems so predictable and the wrong play at that time. It's not the players, bro, because guess what? We saw this. Primarily the same team, not only win their division, but in the season, in the top of ranking. We saw them do this. The only thing that's different, dog, is these coaches. These coaches are not putting these guys And you can even attest some of Collins giving up and quitting like he did to that fact right there.
Yeah.
Because they're like, damn, man. It seems like we ain't never in the right position.
Right.
It seems like there's always somebody missing. It seems like, you know, and then even more frustrating when the defense finally does get a chance to get to the sideline, talk it over, pass some Gatorade, they got to put their helmets on and go right back out there. And not back out there because our team scored, but back out there because we've gone 3-and-out. Back out there
so let me
because
ask.
We've now made the worst defense in the league look like they Super Bowl champions.
But, Kev, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you this. And I totally agree that it's from the head on down. It's from the head on down. So, of course, I think it's the coaches. But the coaches also have to make good – they have to make moves every week. Bro, we got the new kicker, right? We got the new kicker.
Mm-hmm.
His job is to kick.
Mm-hmm.
Why did we have Hopkins in there last week? There were two times where he could have kicked a 54-yard field goal, but they didn't do it because they didn't trust his leg.
Yeah, I remember.
They didn't trust his leg, so they made the choice to be ripped.
And I'm with you on that. If you can't trust them, why in the hell is he on your team? If you can't trust
right.
him to carry out his job that he's paid to do, why is he on your team? Seriously. And not to mention Ron Rivera. I can't see him on the sideline with his arms folded no more, like he doesn't know what to do. Like he
right.
doesn't know which direction to go in. They asked a question on the fans. On yesterday. And the question was, do we think Ron Rivera is going to last the life of his contract? And surprisingly enough, there was a lot of people saying no. They don't think so. The way this team is performing, the C-8, listen, you say what you want about Gruden, and Zorn. But when a player, they see a lackluster effort like Landon Collins put forth, they would be all in that player's face. Gruden said nothing. I mean, I'm sorry. Rivera said nothing. He said nothing. And I'm like you, Marcus. I don't care if you chewed him out in the locker room after with no cameras around. Because guess what? Maybe he needs some embarrassment. Maybe he needs to be called out in public. Maybe he needs you in his you-know-what right there at the moment he messes up. Because what do you give the person who has everything? Structure. That's what you give them. That's what you give them. Structure. Rules of law.
Mm-hmm.
Ways to do things. That's what you give the player who has everything. And I'm sorry, Landon Collins, since you've come back from your injury, I've seen nothing worth $84 million out of you. Nothing. I mean, am I the only one? You guys seeing $84 million worth of production?
I ain't seen $84 million yet.
No, absolutely not. But see, but that's why you honestly, I just gotta keep it real, man. That's what a lot of these players do. When it ain't, they want that check. Once they get that big payday, they sit back and they coast. It ain't really in them. A lot of players do that, especially in Washington. That's what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all so focused on changing the culture, y'all need to change these players' thinking.
Because once they get the money, it's over.
That is the culture. That is the culture, the way that they think. You know, it's funny how I look at, what's his name, the young quarterback, Zach Wilson for New England.
Yeah, the Jets.
No, the guy that plays quarterback for New England. What's Zach Wilson?
That's Mac Jones.
I'm sorry. But I look at the way he goes about his business. Mac Jones was a completely different player in college. He was wild and high-fived and running up and down the field and celebrating with his teammates.
And don't play that in New England.
Now, exactly.
Right.
He throws a touchdown, and if you wasn't watching, you wouldn't know from his demeanor that he just threw a touchdown. Or even if it's a game winner. He's looking at they preach and preach to their players, this is your job, this is what you do. And if you can't do it, we're going to replace you. It is no longer your job to do. Hopkins, you've missed several field goals that were gimme. You missed several field goals.
You blew it.
That you blew it. You straight up blew it. And we even brought someone else in. And now we're at a point in the game where we can't trust you to make a 53-yard field goal.
Right.
You gotta go, bro. You gotta go. There's no reason to hold on to him. If you keep him, he's got in his mind now, they don't even trust me, man.
Right.
They don't trust me. And for a kicker as fragile as their thinking, their thought process is, the last thing you want to do is get in the head of a kicker. That's the last thing you want to do. Because once they're lost, they're lost. You won't regaining that confidence, regaining them again as your kicker is going to be a task. It's going to be a task. And you got to ask yourself, do I really have the time? You know, my team scored a touchdown. They feeling good. And then my kicker comes in for the extra point, misses the extra point, and everybody on the team looks solemn. Everybody on the team was like, man, why is this dude here? I'm expected to do my job. I'm expected to block. I'm expected to run. I'm expected to throw. I'm expected to catch. He is expected to kick. But he's still here.
Yes.
And he's missed multiple kicks. He's missed He did not have a job,
right,
people. You brought that word up, free culture. Well, this is a part of making your culture one that you want it to be.
Yeah.
A guy doesn't perform, a guy doesn't do his job that he's paid to do, he's gone. He's gone. That's all it is, too.
Yeah. There have only been two kickers that I was sure of since I've been watching the NFL, since 14 or 15. And that's been Mark Moses with the Redskins when he was in his prime, and Vinatieri when he was with the Patriots. I just knew when you think about that, the game's over. Who?
What about the Dramatic? The automatic?
Man, they used to think the place up. They used to think the place up before they were. Vinatieri and Mosley were good from the beginning. Them guys, Dramatica? Nah. I wouldn't go with him. That's my personal opinion.
I would go with Robbie Gold.
I would go with Gold.
I like Adam Vinatieri.
Adam,
well. I like Vinatieri. Yeah, I like Vinatieri. But to go back.
He was on the line. He's your go-to, man.
There was nobody better than Mosley to me. There was nobody. And guess what? Mosley didn't have to do all that extra measurements and move over to your left or to your right. Or, you know, I watched. Yeah, he just chicken. I watched last night the Colts. I said, why are they hiking the ball? They hike the ball to kick the ball on the right hand spot, and the kicker still there.
Yeah. I think Mosley was the last kicker to lead the league in scoring. I think.
Exactly.
I'm not sure.
I'm gonna look that up. I believe he was, but I want to look that up because
I don't know
why Adam Vinatieri is floating front in my brain when it comes to that. Hey y'all, we've reached that point. God, I hate Chris. I hate this. I hate when we're having a great conversation and we reach the end of the show. We reach the end of the show. Okay. Come on, Miss Lee.
No, y'all.
What'd you say, 57? Well, you guys already know how me and Kel feel about you guys. If it wasn't for you guys supporting us, we wouldn't be here on the corner just sitting around waiting for you guys to love us. Love us, love up on us, and that's the love back on you guys. So, Kel and I would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kel's Corner. We would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. We are here every Tuesday and Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our number here is 563-999-3782. We love you guys, and be safe. See you Thursday
no doubt.
At
5
p.m.
No doubt, no doubt. And I got to say thank y'all. Thank y'all for being there here to let me vent and get this monkey off my back. You know what I'm saying? Because, I was snapping at people today at work, and you know, smart wasn't even the word. You know what I mean? I was a sarcastic little asshole today. It was just because that Washington football team had me hyped. So thank you guys for listening to me, man, and letting me get that off. Don't forget Thursday. We congratulate Lady C for winning Lady C's pick. You know what I mean? Her pick on me. We congratulate you.
Thank you.
And don't forget, next Thursday, it starts all over, y'all. It starts all over. So, y'all, hey, we got to study, y'all. We got to get this thing together. Because they can't keep winning. Yeah, that's what I'm about. It's time for us to win some. So we'll see y'all Thursday. We love everybody. Hey, do what you need to do. Be safe. Come back. Because we love talking to you. And we don't just want to talk about you. All right. Here we go.
Yeah. You too can live like Sabato Ferragamo, and you too can cool out poolside at the Milano. If you too flow like you was out of your mind, yo. Two new dudes that love apple pies from McDonald's will soon be the boss of the Big Apple, yeah, I know. And who knew dude to play ball for the NBA will make a mistake on the who knew it stays so with a way. Who knew that'd be his last shot? Who drew up that play? They give it and they take it. Life is cruel that way, but even the broken clock is right at least two times a day. You could've turned guns into roses like two times a day. Now it's something you gotta say, two times a day. I got my shades on, waiting for the sun to shine my way. Got my boombox, suntan lotion, waiting for action. They say when you play with skills, good luck I have. Let's go. Come on, come on, back. Come on, back. Come on, back. Come on, let's rock. Got too hot, so I jumped off in this rap shit. Got it crisscrossed, ain't no turning me back with too many district attorneys concerned with the action. But one individual, he's criminally attached. I turned in all my ratchets, I'm earning my bachelor's by dating all the models and actresses. I'm learning all the potholes in every single body, yo. Try not to mess up my ex's kid. On the road to the richest, through traffic kittens.
shoe rapping, whatever's happening. Rockaware, I'm the young black Ralph Lauren. Every time I get out, they put me right back in. The Michael Corleone, the microphone, the Michelangelo but flow. I paint pictures with poems. I gather no moss like a rolling stone. In case the Grim Reaper visit my home, nigga, I'm gone.
Come on.
Guns and roses, poses, visibly shook of the invisible bully. Flowers need water to grow, it gotta rain. In order to experience joy, you need pain. Every time a baby is born, somebody's slain. You know the saying, somebody's loss is another gain. The sun comes out when the water goes down the drain. A rainbow then the clouds come out, we do it again. Everything evens up, you just wait. Even a garbage can gets the steak. You ain't even a garbage can, you have faith. But when it turns your way, before it turns away, you gotta turn that into something. You gotta learn from Jay. You get return on your investment if attention you pay. Let's go.